The TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah says the Labour Union will continue discussions with the government on restoring the petroleum subsidy and improving the living conditions of workers. Mr. Asamoah told Radio Ghana the leadership is in touch with all the Labour departments throughout the country on the intended demonstrations against the petroleum price hikes. He said since negotiations are ongoing, no district or Labour office will go ahead with planned demonstrations. Mr. Asamoah spoke with George Angra.
If you recall, all along we have complained about the level of the increase and also the fact that in principle we disagree with withdrawal of subsidies, petroleum products. And we're making the argument that strong thinking that our country has not developed to a level where subsidies should be discontinued on petroleum prices. This thing has gone on along. Things have been held in all the regions of this country. Workers have resolved in their determination to really embark on mass protestations to support our call for the restoration of the subsidies. We were invited to a meeting last Friday. It did not end. There wasn't any conclusions yet because government gave an indication that it has to do some work again based on our position. So the meeting adjourned and is going to continue on this week.
Is it from today or this week? Because government is saying the meeting is continuing today.
I have not heard that, but if they call us to a meeting today, we will definitely honor the meeting. Apparently, why I'm not too sure about today is because the meeting ended in a way that it gave an indication that they would have to do some homework on their own as a way of meeting. And apparently it has to do with inviting transport owners, because if you are definitely doing away with it, there could be any reduction. It should also go along with a review of our transport fares. So they were supposed to do some meetings today, but there was no indication that we'll meet today. But if for any reason they have finished whatever homework that they were supposed to do and they want to meet us today, we are ready to meet them.
Transport owners have already indicated that even if the subsidies are brought back and prices reduced, they are not going to change the new fares they have fixed. And from all indications, do you think that the demonstration or the protestation from Labour is the only panacea to solving this problem? Are we following the example of the Nigerian Labour Union?
No, Nigeria is a different thing. We also have a different scenario. Apparently, we are going into the meeting. We have an objective of saying that the level of the increase has brought about some untold hardships. So we don't bring in the issue of Nigeria. We are looking at you from that level. Answering to your question, yes, it's not only the protestation, but provided government wants to sit with us, like this, is giving an indication of doing, we are prepared to discuss the issues.
Some experts in the petroleum industry are suggesting that government should go ahead with this and pay workers better wages. Is that option not also one that should be considered?
It is not the only option, because you see, if we maintain the hikes in that level, no amount of increase. If we talk about increase, you can know that there's a limit that the government can go in and increase.
Mr. Asamoah also announced that negotiations for salary adjustments were not stalled, and that a tripartite committee is getting ready to continue with the negotiations.
As much as we are talking, we are in close link with them and they are aware that we are talking. So as much as we know, it is only when we are not talking that they could go ahead with what have you. But as far as we are concerned, they are very much aware that they are meeting. Indeed, the steering committee, which has all the unions been part, have been holding meetings since last week and we are continuing. So in all the regions, they are aware that some discussions have begun.
I am aware that the labor union is supposed to have engaged government in a review of wages. Have you stalled that one because of this negotiation?
We have not stalled that. We began discussions with the minimum wage and then the base pay and relativity review for the central spine. We began before last year ended. Indeed, alongside that, some technical committee has been meeting, so it has not been abandoned. The discussions are also going on alongside. If the technical committee finishes work, the main tripartite meeting will be convened to deal with that.
TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah talking to George Ankara. A labor expert, Austin Game, holds a contrary view to the TUC's call for a nationwide demonstration if the government fails to restore the subsidy. Mr. Game advised the TUC to continue a negotiation to the government. According to Mr. Game, government should also make available enough information to enable the two sides to reach a consensus.
I think it's normal for any organized union body to sort of seek the betterment of their members. That is what the law and the constitution demand, that they should seek to protect their economic and social well-being. But it has to be done in a certain parameter. I have said, and it's clearly on record, that there is an established, you know, norm. If you go to sections 112 of the Labour Act, it established a national tripartite committee, and also the functions have been clearly stated in section 113. Among others, they can always, government or employers or unions can always consult, and it's appropriate, as I heard that was said in some of the mediums, that deeper consultation has not been effectively done in respect of this matter. So I think that it would be appropriate for them to continue to dialogue and to ensure that they reach consensus, because after all, it is the betterment of their members they are looking for. So anything that will be done to impose further hardship on their members is not in their best interest. So they, together with their members, should ensure that they engage the tripartite body, or as it were, government, to negotiate on improvement. And the other point which is very important is that Ghana as a nation has, through its procedures, opted for deregulation in this country. And therefore, if we have a deregulation and we do not want to continue deregulation, we should say that we do not want to continue with deregulation, and therefore we should be back to status quo. So that if we are subsidizing petrol, subsidy also means money being put into the pocket of people. That is the meaning of subsidy. Just as we have introduced in the past government capitation grants, we have school feeding programs, it's subsidy, it's the same national money. So if we are to subsidize petroleum products and not to increase it, and we should agree to do that and live with the consequences of it. That is long and short of it.
From your point of view as a former Minister of State and a labor unionist, what is your view on subsidies? Do you think it is worthwhile, or government, as the experts are saying, should remove the subsidy and pay workers well?
It has two sides of the coin. You remove it, it is money you are putting into the pocket of people. But in another sense, if you take into consideration the economic effect of it, the impact on the overall economy by way of the macro aspect of it, you will see sometimes it's not helpful, sometimes it may be helpful. So both sides will have to see that and examine the pros and cons. Government should make available information relevant to this thing, to labor and employers and other people who are players in the system. Remember, all of us are not being represented in the bodies there, and therefore whatever is being done, we must all be taken into consideration while they do it, because I also have employees that I pay. Nobody can impose whatever I have to pay to them, and equally their interest is paramount to me. So I think that is very important that all these factors are considered before we take any action we want to take. But by and large, they have every right to find out what is right for them, except that we have to weigh and see whether if we take to the streets, that will be a solution, or we go and sit around a table and negotiate. I think that they are engaging government well in negotiating. They will have to continue. And if they are going to continue with the dialogue, then they call for a massive whatever the answer.
Austin Game is a labor expert.